制的比喻。
This morning we'd like to study the parable of servitude.
在哥林多前后书里面，一共有九个比喻来形容服事。
In 1st and 2nd Corinthians, there's a total of 9 parables that compares what servitude to God is like.
首先我们来看信仰生活有三个阶段。
Let's first study that there's 3 stages in everyone's faith.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's look at 1st Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
1st Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
还有第十节
Verse 10
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神要服侍那又真又活的神第十节
Verse 10
等候他的儿子从天降临就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣
For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come.
这里保罗给哥林帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒一个属灵生活的方向。
Here Paul sets a direction for the Thessalonians to follow.
我们属灵生活的终点就是等候。神的儿子从天降临。
The focal point of our faith is to wait for the coming of the Son.
就是主耶稣再来。
And that is the coming of Jesus Christ.
那一天不但新约的圣徒要得救，连旧约的圣徒也要一起得救。
On that day, not only the believers of the New Testament will be saved, but also the saints from the Old Testament.
那一天是神发怒的日子。
That day is a day of wrath.
因为他是公义的神。
Because he is a God of judgment.
那一天也是我们欢喜。得赎的日子。
That is also a day of rejoicing.
因为我们要看到我们所爱的神。
Because we will see the God that we love.
我们要看到爱我们的神。
We will see the God who loves us.
我们要跟他永远在一起。
We will be with him forever.
这是基督徒最荣耀、最重要的盼望。
This is the most important hope to Christians.
但是在这个日子来到之前，
But before this day comes,
我们到底要怎么生活？
Then how shall we live our days?
在第九节、第十节告诉我们。
In verse 9 and 10 tells us.
这里说要服侍那又真又活的神。
That we must serve the living and true God.
这就是我们信仰生活的内容。
This is the content of our daily living.
当然，我们有我们的家庭要照顾。
Of course, we have our family to take care of.
我们有我们的职业要谋生。
We also have our daily needs in our business.
但是我们心里有一个最终的目标。
We have an important end goal in mind.
就是我要服侍神。
And that is that we must serve God.
那是又真又活的神。
This is a true and living God.
真就是服侍的价值不会消失。
And true means that when we serve him, all of it will be worthwhile.
活就是在服侍中跟神有互动。
And living means that While we're living every day, we will have interaction with our God.
使我们观念上的神、知识上的神变成活生生的神。
So that a God in our thoughts is now becoming a living God in our hearts.
那如果我们没有服侍神，常常对神就没有什么体验。
If we don't serve God, then we will lack experience, daily experience with God.
我们听很多，但没有体验。
Even though we may have heard many sermons, but we lack experiencing him personally.
有时候我们听人说那个信徒很好。
Sometimes we say that, oh, that believer is very good faith.
哇，灵性进步很多。
That they have advanced very much in spirituality.
那我们只是听。
And we can hear it.
我不知道到底是怎么一回事。
But we don't really know how really the condition of their faith.
那如果我们跟他互动。
But if we start to interact with this person,
我们就觉得说，这是真的。
Then we will understand, yes, this person has improved a lot in faith.
就对我们有造就。
And so we will be edified by what this person says.
神也是一样。
And this is the same with God.
我们是远远的去认识他，从圣经去探讨他。
In the beginning, we're far from him. We only heard about him through the Bible.
那这是好的。
And this is good.
但如果进一步靠近他来服侍他。
But if we can draw ourselves closer to him to serve him,
他会有一个回应。
He will respond to us.
这就是我们的体验。
And this is the experience that we can claim for ourselves.
信仰就是变成活泼。
And then our faith can become a living faith.
所以有时候我们一看一个人离世。
And sometimes when we see the passing of a person,
你可以用很多不同的角度在看。
We can look at it from many aspects.
但是有一个角度非常重要。
But there is one dimension that is very important.
就是他活得有没有价值。
Whether or not this person has lived a meaningful life in front of God.
这怎么判断？
And how do we determine if he lived a valuable life?
就是他信主以后，他有没有在服侍神。
Whether this person has served God will determine his value.
所以有时候我们看到有的信徒真的很感谢神。
And many believers, we really thank God for their lives.
信主以后真的是尽心尽力在服侍神。
After they believe in Christ, they really serve God with all their hearts and mind.
这是很值得我们的效法。
And this is something that we should admire and follow.
那有时候我们想要服侍神。
Sometimes we would like to serve the Lord.
但是发现了我没有办法服侍。
But we find that we are lacking.
时间有限，精力有限，我抽不出来。
We are lacking in our time, in our strength.
到底为什么？
So why is that?
所以这个第九章的第一句话就是要离开偶像归向神。
And so verse 9 advises us to depart from idols to serve the living God.
偶像不一定是木头刻的。
Idols are not necessarily wooden images.
偶像就是在我们心里面占据神的地位，那个就是偶像。
Idols is anything in our heart that takes the place of the priority of God.
就是有一件事情比神还重要，那个就是偶像。
Anything that takes precedence over God in our hearts is an idol.
所以如果真的要服侍神，
And so if we would really like to serve the living God,
要把神提高到他应该有的地位。
We must elevate the position of God in our hearts.
然后要把其他的降到第二、第三。
Then we must debase the position of other priorities in our life.
那自然时间就跑出来，精力也有。
Then we will have the strength and energy and time to serve him.
那这个过程就是灵修。
And this process is called spiritual cultivation.
所以经过灵修，生活内心有改变，我们就能够在神面前服侍。
After we have spiritual cultivation, our heart and our lives are transformed, then we can serve God.
那在服侍当中对神有体验。
And during service to him, we will continue to experience him.
那在服侍中我们的生命变成很有价值。
Then our lives become very valuable.
那这样我们就可以等候神再来。
Then we can await his coming with gladness.
那到底怎么服侍？
So how can we serve him truthfully?
哥林多前后书用九个我们很简单的比喻来描写最深奥的道理。
First Corinthians uses 9 parables, simple parables to compare how we can serve him.
我们查考过第一个比喻就是提到服侍就是做器皿，瓦器。
The first parable we had studied in the past was to become a vessel of God.
瓦器。
A clay vessel.
如果我们学会做瓦器，
If we can become a earthen vessel to God,
神就可以通过我们发出莫大的能力。
Then God can use us and magnify His power through us.
神的能力很大。
God's power is great.
但是为什么没有办法通过我们？
But why is it that His awesome power is unable to be magnified through our?
因为我们这个瓦器还没有学会。
Because our earthen vessels have not learned how to be used.
这是第一个比喻。
This is the first parable.
第二个比喻。
The second parable, servitude.
服侍就是做农夫。
To serve is to be a farmer.
农夫就是要撒种。
And a farmer needs to sow seeds.
那个种就是神的道。
And that seed is the word of God.
所以要撒种也要浇灌。
So we must sow the seed and also we must water it.
也就是说服侍一定要有牺牲。要牺牲了。
And so when we sow in water, we will have sacrifice.
但是这个牺牲是有盼望的。
When we sacrifice ourselves, it's with a living hope.
有一天神动工，我们就发现我们撒的种开始长大。
And if God works with us, then one day this seed will sprout and grow.
我们的收获是什么？
And then what is our harvest?
第一个，喜乐。
Firstly, joy.
第二个，是人灵魂的救恩。
Secondly, is the salvation of souls.
那我们现在来学习第三个比喻。
And so now we will learn the third parable of servitude.
哥林多后书。
In 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第五章。
Chapter 5.
二十节。
Verse 20.
第五章的二十节。
Chapter 5, verse 20.
所以我们做基督的使者， 就好像神啊带我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
二十节开始说我们做基督的使者。
Verse 20 begins by saying that we are the ambassadors of Christ.
那英文叫 ambassador， 再翻回来就是主耶稣的大使。
This is ambassadors on behalf.
就是代表主耶稣。
Of agents that represents Christ.
在哥林多后书第五章里面，我们可以看到服事的动机有几点。
We can see several motivation for serving God.
好，我们现在回来看哥林多后书的第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13.
我们果若癫狂，是为神；果若谨守，是为你们。
For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God; or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
这里保罗在提到他的服事。
Here Paul mentions his servitude.
他说：“我如果被看作癫狂，这是因为神。”
He says, "If I am considered crazy, it is for God."
为什么叫做癫狂？
What does it mean to be beside ourselves?
癫狂就是一般人认为跟别人不一样。
It is what other people consider to be abnormal.
这个叫癫狂。
And this is called being out of mind.
那保罗的服事哦，连他的朋友就觉得他癫狂。
And so when Paul served, even his friends thought he was out of his mind.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为保罗拥有当时社会里面一般人所想要追求的。
Because Paul possessed at that time the prestige and the elite status that people pursued in that time.
第一个，他是法利赛人。
Firstly, he was a Pharisee.
这宗教的领导阶层。
He was of the ruling or leading class during that time.
第二个，他是公会的议员。
Secondly, he was a member of the Sanhedrin.
是当时政治层面里面的领导阶层。
He was of the ruling, one of the leaders during the ruling class.
第三个，他是加玛列门下受教，是当时等于现在最好的学校毕业的。
Thirdly, he was a disciple of Gamaliel. And therefore, he was one of the most prestigious educational graduates.
那这样的一个人，
and a person like him,
忽然间跑去传耶稣，
started to preach about Jesus Christ.
我们现在对主耶稣认识，知道他很尊贵。
Of course, now we know that Lord Jesus is very precious.
但是当时主耶稣是大家所看轻的。
But at that time, Lord Jesus was someone people despised.
因为他没有外貌。
Because he had no beauty that we should admire him.
人看不认识他。
People did not recognize him.
那么一个这么有社会条件的人，把这个都舍掉，去服侍一个大家看不起的耶稣，这个叫做癫狂。
And so this was called insanity when he gave up everything that people consider precious in order to serve someone so despised as Jesus Christ.
那因为保罗的癫狂，他非常投入。
Of this insanity of Paul, he was actually very devoted to God.
他投入到他已经不计代价。
And because he was so devoted, he was no longer thought about himself.
只要神交付我的，我能够把它做完，死也没有关系。
It doesn't matter what price he paid, even he was willing to lay down his life in order to preach Christ.
这个叫做癫狂。
And this is called being out of his mind.
那怎么他能够这么投入呢？
And so how can he be so devoted?
说如果我癫狂是为神。
He says, and beside ourselves, it is for God.
因为他对神有认识。
Because he knows who God is.
服事的动机从哪里来？
And today, what is our motivation for serving God?
服事的动机是从神来的。
It is from God himself.
所以有时候我们常常觉得说啊，这个人不喜欢服事神，我们应该勉励他。
And so sometimes we may think, oh, this person is lacking in faith and fervor to serve God. We should just encourage him.
其实哦，勉励的作用很有限。
Actually, just encouraging is not enough.
如果我们常常勉励一个人哦，对他很大的压力。
Because if we encourage this person, we give pressure to this person.
下次他看到你就溜了。
And so the next time they'll just try to escape from you.
因为想这一次又要勉励我做什么。
Because they're thinking that you're trying to put them into some responsibility they don't like.
那如果服事是为着人的掌声，别人的肯定。
But today, if we serve because we wanted to get the applause or the confirmation from others,
那忽然发现掌声没有，服事就结束了。
And so when others are not paying attention to us, we will end our servitude.
别人的肯定没有，我们就做不下去了。
And if others do not agree or praise us, then we can't continue to serve.
这样服事也不会久，也不会美。
And then this type of service will not be long duration and will not be beautiful.
那最美的服事是什么？
And so what is the most beautiful servitude?
神，我在神，我对神的认识。
It is to recognize and know God yourself.
那这种服事啊，一生啊，而且非常持久。
And that type of servitude will be the longest lasting.
我们看以赛亚书第六章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 6.
啊，以赛亚书的第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第一节
Verse 1,
当乌西亚王崩的那一年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，衣裳下垂，遮盖圣殿。第二节，其上有撒拉佛侍立。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and a train of his robe filled the temple. Verse 2,
啊，这个地方在讲有两个王。
Here it says two kings.
一个是乌西亚王。
One is the king Uzziah.
那当时乌西亚王啊，国势非常强盛。
At that time, King Uzziah reigned over a very strong kingdom.
因为神帮助他。
Because God blessed him.
那另外一个王呢
？And there was another king mentioned here.
是坐在高高的宝座上。
It is a lord sitting on a high throne.
诗篇说他坐在最高之处。
Psalm says he lives in he sits on the highest throne above.
再上去没有了。
There is no higher throne.
这一位就是神。
And this Lord is God Himself.
那乌西亚会死。
And so when King Uzziah died,
就是人的尊荣荣耀会消失。
That means a person's glory and splendor one day dissipate.
但是神的荣耀是永远的。
But God's glory and splendor will be eternal.
所以以赛就看到撒拉佛在服侍神。
And so here we see the seraphim serving the Lord God.
第三节他就呼喊圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Verse 3 says that he cries, holy, holy, holy.
神的荣光充满全地。
And the earth is full of the glory of God.
他这样一呼喊，圣殿充满着云烟，充满神的荣耀。
As the seraphim is crying this holy, holy, the temple is filled with the glory of God.
当一个人看到荣耀的神。
When a person is able to see the glorious Lord,
神要呼召这个人来服事，就不是很困难。
Then it will not be difficult for God to call this person into service.
所以当神呼召以赛亚。
And so when the Lord God called Isaiah,
谁肯为我去呢
？Who will go for us?
我可以差遣谁呢
？Who can I send?
第八节。
Verse 8.
他说：“我在这里，请差遣我。
”And Isaiah responded, "Here am I, send me."
所以当一个人能够面对神，看到神的荣美。
So when a person is able to face God and see the glory of God,
他会觉得服事是恩典。
He will feel that serving is a blessing.
服事是机会。
That serving is an opportunity.
那这样这个服事就能够很有动力，能够非常持久。
And so this service will become very prosperous and living.
那以西结先知也是这样。
And prophet Ezekiel is the same way.
以西结先知啊，神呼召他做非常困难的事情。
And prophet Ezekiel was called to do a very difficult task.
以西结第二章。
In chapter 2, Ezekiel.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他对我说：“人子啊，我差你往悖逆的国民以色列那里去，他们是悖逆，他们和他们列祖违背我，直到如今。”
And he said to me, Son of man, I'm sending you to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day.
这里讲以色列百姓悖逆神。
Here it says the children of Israel has rebelled against God.
那神要带他们回来，因为神爱他们。
But God wants to bring them back because God loves them.
那神愿意去呢？
And so who will go for me?
你去一个敬畏神的人，他对神差派的人非常的尊重。
If you send someone who fears God to them, they will respect him.
那你进到一个 悖逆神的人，他对神差来的人就是百般的侮辱。
But if you go to the rebellious people, even if you're sent from God, they will insult you.
所以这个工作谁愿意去？
And so who will be willing to go?
那是在第一章的后面。
But in chapter 1, it says,
26节。
Verse 26.
他就看到神的荣耀。
Ezekiel saw the glory of God.
第27节。
Verse 27.
我见从他腰以下仿佛有光耀的晶晶，周围都有火的形状，又见从他腰以下有火的形状，周围有光辉。
Also, the appearance of his waist and upward I saw, as it were, the color amber with the appearance of all around within it. And the appearance of his waist and downward saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around.
这是说神显现好像光耀的晶晶。
Here it says that when a Lord appears, it is like the color of amber.
又好像火的形状。
It is like the appearance of fire.
又好像红的形状。
It is like a rainbow with brightness all around.
这个只是用物质来形容。
This is a description from a material world.
但是在灵界里面，你如果真的看到，那不是物质能够形容。
But if it's something you see in spirit in the heavenly realm, it is something that you cannot describe with words.
因为灵界不是物质界。
Because the spiritual realm is not a physical realm.
那太好了。
It is so wonderful.
讲不出来。
It is something indescribable.
那当以赛亚以西结看到这个异象。
When Ezekiel saw this vision.
神呼叫他。
And when God called him.
他就出来了。
He came out right away.
他就出来服事。
He came out to serve the Lord.
所以服事神的动力从哪里来？
And so what is the power behind serving God?
对神的认识。
It is to know God.
我们就觉得说，神这么伟大，那做神的大使代表神，当然这个是非常荣耀。
And if the Lord is so great, then it is worthy to serve him.
那第二个就是对主耶稣的认识。
And secondly is to know who Lord Jesus Christ is.
好，我们回来看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十四节。
Verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们，我们想一人替众人死，众人就都死了。
For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died.
并且他替众人死，是叫那活着的人不再为自己活，乃为他死而复活的主活。
And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
当我们对主耶稣认识越深。
The deeper that we come to understand Lord Jesus Christ,
这里说我们会被主耶稣的爱所感动。
We will be compelled by the love of Christ.
对主耶稣的爱是很有力量。
The love of Christ is very powerful.
那今天我们没有办法付出来服侍，常常是因为那个爱感动不够。
And sometimes we are unable to break through to serve God is because the love within us is not strong enough.
那主的爱在哪里？
So how is the love of God displayed in our lives?
21节。
In verse 21.
神使那无罪的代替我们成为罪，好叫我们在里面成为神的义。
For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
那无罪的就是主耶稣。
The person without sin is Jesus Christ himself.
代替我们成为罪就是钉十字架。
He became sin for us. That means that he was crucified on a cross on our behalf.
就是十五节讲他替众人死。
Verse 15, as it says that he died for all.
那他死有目的的。
And his purpose for dying.
那叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So that we can become righteousness in front of God.
就在神面前变成义人。
So that we can become regarded as righteous people.
那变成神的儿子。
To become the children of God.
要承受神的产业。
So we can inherit the kingdom of God.
那这种无条件的往下降，无条件的牺牲，就是主耶稣的爱。
And this type of love who is willing to sacrifice all and everything he had to come into this earth to serve us.
我们知道美国的文化有一点非常好，就是义工制度。
Is love. And we know that in America we encourage non-profit organizations.
有时候我们看青年，礼拜天早上一大早起来做什么
do volunteer work. So we see sometimes youth they'll get up early in the morning to volunteer.
说要去马拉松。
Sometimes they'll go to marathons.
那为什么去马拉松？
And why would they go to marathons?
哦，我有防癌协会去跑步。
Because they are going to run for the sake of a cancer society.
哦，就是他打一个牌子，然后去跑步。
So they will put on a sign and they will go run.
那这个义工啊，其实就是一种爱。
And to be able to be volunteers, it is done out of love.
所以我们看到很多这种社会上的义工啊，这种爱很感动人。
And we see many compelling stories of love in the society, how people help one another.
那现在我们在我们的身上需要有这种神的爱的表现。
So today we need to have this sign of love on us.
做大使，这是做义工。
When we become ambassador of Christ, it is to become volunteer.
但是是为着救人的灵魂。
The purpose is to save souls.
所以我们就想说，我们这样做对人有什么影响？对自己有什么影响？
Let's think about this. What benefit will it be for ourselves and for others if we become ambassadors of Christ?
当我们能够肯定这样做的价值的时候，我们就会很喜欢投入。
When we are convinced of the value and preciousness of serving God, then we will be willing to serve Him.
好，我们来回来看第五章。
Turning back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
19节。
Verse 19.
这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并将这和好的道理托付我们。
That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself and not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
好，那二十节。
Verse 20.
说我们做基督的使者，好像神借着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
所以我们在做这个义工，到底要做什么？
So when we volunteer ourselves, what are we trying to do?
他替基督求别人跟神和好。
We are trying to implore others, pleading through Christ, that they may be reconciled to Christ.
那这个非常的有价值。
And this is extremely valuable.
为什么？
And why?
因为在神看来，
Because in the eyes of God,
有罪的人都是神的敌人。
All those who have sinned are the enemies of God.
因为神是公义的。
Because God is justice.
这是人的可怕。
And this is the fear to humans.
我们活在神的愤怒当中。
And we live under His wrath daily.
所以一个人如果没有跟神和好，
And so if a person is not reconciled to God,
死是很可怕的事情。
When they pass away and die, it is very frightful.
他是带罪进到神的面前。
Because they are bringing their sins to meet God.
那在活着的活着的时候，
and while they are living,
因为有罪，
because they have sinned,
跟神有阻隔，
there is a barrier separation from God.
这种生命是没有价值的，
and this life is useless and unworthy in front of God.
但是就是需要有人来做这个工作。
So we need someone to become a reconciling person.
把主耶稣介绍给他，
to introduce Jesus Christ to them.
让他能够来相信耶稣，
so that they can come to believe in him.
来接受救恩，
to receive the gospel of salvation.
那罪得赦免，
so that they can have their sins be cleansed away.
然后得神的恩典，
to receive the blessing grace in God.
跟神和好，
to be reconciled to God.
从神得到智慧能力恩典，
to receive wisdom, power, and strength from God.
所以这个工作确实很有价值。
So this work is very valuable.
因此我们信耶稣以后，
so after believing in Jesus Christ,
我们不要想说就是靠神的恩典活得很舒服死就算了。
We don't just live daily to enjoy the grace of God and then die.
这样的生活实在是对不起神的爱。
This type of living is very sorry in front of God.
我们要设一个志向。
We must set a goal for ourselves.
如果神救我，
if today God has saved my life,
我愿意被神所用，
then I will be willing to be used by him.
来传这个福音，让更多人得到神的救恩。
To preach this gospel so that more people can be saved.
这个就是做大使。
And this is to become an ambassador for Christ.
那我们的工作就对别人有很大的价值。
And this type of work will be extremely valuable to others.
所以有很多人他信主以后，
And so many people, after they believe in Christ,
他就告诉对方，
they will tell others,
我跟你同一个公司，你怎么这么久都没有告诉我耶稣的道理？
I have known you for so long. How come you never preached to me about Jesus Christ?
如果你早就告诉我主耶稣的道理，
If you have told me about Lord Jesus long time ago,
我在十年前我就得恩典了。
Maybe 10 years ago, I would have received all this grace.
我在十年前，我的信仰就开始长进了。
And then my faith could have started taking root 10 years ago.
我可能就避免很多的不必要的不幸。
Then I could have avoided a lot of heartaches.
所以啊，神造让我们在每一个地方都是有使命的。
So everywhere God has placed us, He has given us a mission.
就是要让我们做大使。
It is to become ambassador for Him where we are.
然后带给别人跟神和好的讯息。
Bring those all around us this wonderful message of salvation.
我们下一次的灵恩会。
In this coming spiritual convocation.
大概十月举开。
In October.
大概四个多月的时间。
We have 4 months left.
我们大家都很希望神祝福。
We all hope that God will bless this spiritual convocation.
有更多人受洗。
That more people can become baptized.
但是圣工要发展，一定要有人愿意付代价。
But for this work to prosper, we must have people who are willing to sacrifice themselves.
那付代价就是因为神的爱在感动。
And they're willing to pay the price because of the compelling of the love of God.
那加上神的祝福，我们受洗的人就会增加。
Then if God abides with our work, then the number of baptized will be more.
所以这个四个月让我们大家来想。
And so in these 4 months, we must all think.
我要怎么做？
How can I live?
能够成为主耶稣的大使。
To work to become the ambassador of Christ.
来带人跟神和好。
So that we can bring a reconciliation for others to Christ.
把这个当目标来努力。
If we can put this as our target.
好，之所以我。当大使做这个工作，对别人影响很大。
In our daily lives, then we will bring great influence to many around us.
那对自己呀，影响也很大。
It would also greatly influence ourselves.
在哥林多前书里面，在提到死人复活。
In 1 Corinthians mentions of the raising of the dead.
这就是我们做基督徒的盼望。
And that is a hope of Christians.
最后他提到一点。
And he mentions one last thing.
看看哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15,
58节
verse 58.
所以我亲爱的弟兄，务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里是不徒然的。
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
这里讲啊，要常常要竭力做神的工。
Here it says, always abounding in the work of God.
原因是什么？
Why do we do that?
在主里的徒然，劳苦是不徒然的。
Because we know our labor is not in vain.
神一定会纪念，会赏赐。
God will surely remember us and bless us.
所以有时候我们还没有死，在生活中就因为服事，你看到神很多的祝福。
And so sometimes we haven't even passed away and God is already bringing all his rewards and blessings into our lives.
但是更有价值的是那个工作写在生命册上。
But even far more importantly, our work is recorded in a book in heaven.
那有永远的荣耀。
Where we will receive eternal glory.
所以服事带给我们有很大的价值。
And so serving God brings tremendous value into our lives.
因此要坚固不可动摇。
And so we must be immovable in our faith.
不要因为一些事情发生，我们失去了服事的心志。
We should not be affected by things and lack the heart to serve any longer.
我把目标抓住。
As long as we fix our goals on Christ.
我是服事神。
We are serving God himself.
我是救人的灵魂。
We are here to save souls.
这样的话，不管什么发生，你的目标抓住了，就不会动摇。
No matter what happens, it will not influence or move and shake our faith.
我们是基督的大使。
We are the ambassadors of Christ.
非常的尊贵。
We are very precious.
神的爱非常的大。
And God's love is so immense.
我们工作带给人的果效非常的好。
And the work that we will do will bring great good on others.
而且对自己也有很大的影响。
And it will influence ourselves greatly.
值得来做。
It is something that is very worthwhile.
那我们现在回来看哥林多后书第五章。
Turning back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
六章的十三节。
Verse 13.
我们果若癫狂是为神，果若谨守是为你们。
We are beside ourselves, it is for God, and if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
虽然我们只在做基督的大使,
Today, even though we are the ambassadors of Christ,
啊，但是服事还是在人的当中。
We still dwell among people.
哦，所以服事是站在神跟人中间。
So when we are serving, we are standing between man and God. 哦，
我们是面对神在服事他。
We are facing God to serve Him.
但是我们是在面对人，也是在面对人在服事神。
We also facing people.
所以要谨守。
To serve God, so we must be careful.
好，那这个癫狂跟谨守啊，是在肉体上是不会同时存在的。
And how is it that we are can be out of our mind and yet be of sound mind?
如果一个人癫狂说我载你去机场，我想大家也不敢了。
And so if a person is insane, you will not trust him drive you to the airport.
啊，因为他癫狂。
Because he is insane.
可能还没有到机场就到天国了。
And maybe before getting to the airport, you already gone to heaven.
但是在属灵里面，这可以同时存在。
But in a spiritual realm, both can exist at the same time.
我们很癫狂，很投入。
We are very devoted in Christ.
但是头脑很清楚。
But our minds are very sound.
非常谨慎，用智慧在做事情。
Very clear-minded to serve God with wisdom.
这个就是做大事。
And this is how we must serve as an ambassador.
很重要的态度。
And this is a very important attitude.
因为我们代表神。
Because when we represent God,
那在人的面前呢，就要很谨慎。
And so we must be very careful how we act before others.
那怎么谨守？
How can we be acting of sound mind?
我们现在回来看第五章。
In chapter 5,
十七节。
Verse 7 tells us.
第五章十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
所以有时候我们传福音，别人不只是听我们讲。
So sometimes when we're preaching the gospel, people are not just listening to what we say.
别人要看我们的生活。
Other people are watching our lives.
要看我们这个人。
They are looking at us.
是不是跟我们讲的福音一样？
Do we match the gospel we preach?
那如果一样，
If it is the same,
我们的传福音会非常有力量。
Then our gospel preached will be very powerful.
因为我们本身呢，就是一个活生生的见证。
Because ourselves is a living example of the life of Christ.
你说信耶稣多好。
And if we tell people it's so great to believe in Jesus,
你就看那个人本身。
Then we look at that person.
你看他有多好。
Is this person living the new life in Christ?
那信耶稣就有多好。
And then they can see how wonderful it is to become Christians.
所以他会被感动，不只是我们传的，而且说我们本身。
They'll be touched not only by what we say, but also what we do.
那你说信耶稣有多好。
And so when we proclaim the goodness of believing Jesus,
你看那个人的家庭。
And we look at that person's family.
值得羡慕。
Is it something that we admire?
如果我们的家庭也能够像这样，不晓得多好。
And we think, oh, if our family could be like that person, it would be wonderful.
那就是因为有主耶稣在里面。
We can see the presence of Jesus Christ in that family.
你说信耶稣有多好？
And if we say that believing Jesus is wonderful.
你看他们的婚姻。
And look at their marriage.
这个婚姻真的是很难得。
Is their marriage so wonderful and harmonious?
那如果我们的婚姻要好，
and so if we want to have a good marriage,
我们就要跟他去信耶稣。
Then we should be like them to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以当我们有一个具体的表现，
and so when we have a very concrete example in our lives,
就是过去都变成新的。
That all things have passed away and all things become new.
那我们要为主耶稣做大使，别人不但听得到，他看得到。
And when we become ambassadors of Christ, others can hear us and see it in our lives.
他不但受感动，他愿意跟我们来。
They'll be touched and they'll be moved to follow us.
那这就是谨守。
And this is called being of sound mind.
就是用很谨慎的态度来过我们的生活。
To be very watchful in our daily lives.
让我们能够在让别人能够在我们身上、我们的家庭看到神的同在、神的恩典。
So they can see the abundance of God and the blessing of God in our lives, in our family, in our marriage.
那这样我们的工作就非常有价值。
And our work will not be in vain.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
496首。